people are concerned that where there are court orders in place, whether they are breaching them by not allowing their children to go and see the other parents. I mean, my advice at the moment is to just put aside any parental tension and try to apply United Front for the sake of the children, obviously to put the child's interest at, you know, the priority is to try and keep them calm and also happy in their environment, whether that's with one of the parents or not. CAFCAS, whom are the advisory body and advise the courts, basically the voice of the children, their advice is to think very creatively about using Skype and FaceTime to make sure that the relationship with the other parent is being maintained. Obviously follow the government's advice. If there is a parent in the other household that is showing any signs, then surely you're not going to send your child to that household, particularly if they're, you know, they should be self-isolating. So it's putting your child's needs, paramount and first, really. Communication is most important, really, at this stage. Think about exposure to the virus. If you are sending your children to the other household, there may be other children in there that may have been exposed to somebody else that's had the virus. So it's just about being sensible. Parents need to make a joint decision as to how you tell the children what's going on, so you avoid them feeling anxious. I mean, children love a routine, and to change their routine can be quite scary. So it's really important as to how you deliver that to them. And there is lots of information on the internet and also on CAFCAS and also Station Gordon's website about how best to deliver the information and keep the children up to date without causing them any anxiety. But the most important thing is to, you know, show the children that the parents are there for support and solidarity, and they're not been forced to go with another parent when clearly the other, the other parents concerned or anxious about it. If you are anxious, wait until the children are in bed or out of sight or earshot before you, get on the phone to a friend or whatever and talk about what's going on. But just to protect the children, that's the most paramount thing. I mean, if things are completely break down and you are concerned about breaching court orders, or you do think that the other parent's been difficult, you can apply to the court for enforcement of an order. But I have to say, the courts will not be impressed that the parents aren't able to communicate in such a difficult time. And also, clearly, the courts at the moment are only operating telephone appointments for the most urgent of cases. So the key thing is to ensure that you are communicating and keeping things open. This isn't going to last forever, and it's really important to maintain calmness and some stability where possible for the children.